Well, fingers crossed, I suppose, first of all, Ardal, that the game goes ahead.
I hope so, Tom. Last week wasn't too satisfactory the way things turned out now, but we should be okay tomorrow in Donald Park. I know the pitch is in good condition out there and it's well looked after, you know, so fingers crossed everything should be okay for tomorrow.
Yeah, and of course you were to play Tyrone last weekend as well, so going to get them at home before you take them on away from home?
It's always a bit of home advantage is a good thing, because as alluded to last week, ourselves and Tyrone will always be a tight game, and maybe a bit of home advantage will make us settle in a wee bit quicker and give us a wee bit of confidence ourselves. Maybe might help us tomorrow.
And I know you made two changes for last week. Jamesy Donnelly returned from injury and Ronan McDermott came in at full forward instead of Kevin Campbell. Any deviation from that this week?
No, same team, Tom. Just as is last week, only we put it on hold for a week, so to speak. So it's the same for this week coming, Tom.
And I know Jamesy was recovering from a calf muscle injury, so the extra week will probably have even benefited him.
And honestly, last week now, he was pushing me back for last Sunday, but he was anxious to play, and we were anxious to have him playing. So the week's rest will definitely do Jamesy no harm, and he's in full fettle now, so we're ready to go with him.
And really, nothing has changed from last week, only the venue and the home advantage. Because obviously you'll be wanting to bounce back from that 1-point defeat to Monaghan.
We will, Tom, and I suppose the conditions are being written to it against Monaghan, maybe the heavy pitch in Oman, maybe it's just as well we didn't play last week, but nothing has changed, Tom, and we just got a wee bit a week's more work on the training pitch done, and maybe get ourselves settled down a wee bit, you know, give us a wee chance to look forward to the game. And last week, I suppose, was still a pressure game, but maybe that extra week now and worked a wee bit on the training pitch, and we're looking forward to the game a wee bit more tomorrow. And the home advantage, of course.
And of course, I know Donegal hurlers like playing in O'Donnell Park.
I do. Well, I always like O'Donnell Park. It's kind of our home ground. It's a pitch we like playing on. It's just done well for us over the years, Tom. We like it, like, and we feel comfortable there.
But as you said last week, and I'm sure you're going to repeat it again this week, Tyrone do carry a threat. We saw them having that disappointing defeat to Monaghan in their opening game. Maybe not so much the defeat, but the size of the defeat. And I think that they took the revenge out on Louth the following week.
Definitely, Tom. Monaghan's going very well in the division, you know, you can't take that away from them. But I think Tyrone maybe went to the first day, maybe just didn't really fire, didn't really play to their potential. They did that last week against Louth, you know. So Tyrone are a strong side, and they scored 5-16 in their last game, you know. So that's fair shit, you know, and they've a lot of talent, a lot of ability there, you know. So we're going to face a huge challenge on Sunday, but it's a challenge we look forward to, Tom. As always, a thrown battle, there's never much in it at the end.
And it's the start of a hectic run of games, isn't it? It was already a crowded calendar, but with that postponed game to be slotted in as well, there's going to be very little head uptime during March and the early part of April.
No, it's just going to be games now every weekend, Tom. Except for Paddy's weekend, we're going to try and keep that free, and we're going to try and play the refix game in a midweek fixture, you know, because people have things booked and all. So the next 4 weeks now, it's just going to be game after game, and it's going to be a very busy time for us. As I talked before, I suppose the critical thing is just to keep morale going and keep injuries at a minimum. And that'll be a big challenge for us.
And no late injury worries ahead of tomorrow's game.
Bernard Lafferty is he's just come back from injury. He's just not right sure yet, you know. So Bernard's the only person we're waiting on at the minute now. So he might feature on Sunday, but we'll just have to wait and see how he fares out.